There is a Gemara in Menachos on Daf Mem Aleph that discusses the mitzvah of tzitzis. We know there are two types of mitzvahs in the Torah. There are mitzvahs that are called mitzvahs chiyuvis, that a person is obligated to do no matter what. A person has to put on tefillin every day. If he doesn't have tefillin, he has to try to make a special effort to travel to get tefillin. A person is obligated to eat matzah on Pesach. Those are mitzvahs eseis chiyuvis. A person has to is obligated to make sure that he's chayiv in the mitzvah. And there are certain mitzvahs that you're only obligated to do if the situation comes your way. Shiluach hakan. You're not mechuyev to do shiluach hakan every day. If you find a bird with a nest and there's a mitzvah comes to you, then there's a mitzvah shiluach hakan. But if it doesn't come, if you don't have that situation, you're not obligated in shiluach hakan. So the Gemara says that tzitzis fits into the second category. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. If you're wearing a beged that has four corners, so then you're obligated to put on tzitzis. If, on the other hand, you're not wearing such a beged, you do not own such a beged, you don't have a beged that has four corners, so you're not obligated to wear tzitzis. So therefore, the Gemara brings a maisa that there was a certain amora that he went ahead, and his name was Rav Katina, that he went ahead and he didn't wear tzitzis. The time was cutting. He was apparently busy, whatever. He didn't have handy a Taoist cotton. Wasn't perhaps like today where they manufacture Taoist cottons. You can just buy it in the store for a few dollars. But he didn't have those days. He didn't have. So he went ahead and he wasn't wearing tzitzis. He wasn't wearing a Taoist cotton. So a malach came to him and told him that he's in trouble. He said, how is it that you're Katina? What's wrong? You're not wearing tzitzis, you're going to get punished. Not wearing tzitzis. So Rav Katina asked the Malach, why am I going to be punished? This is not a mitzvah essay chiyuvitz. It's not an obligation. It's a chiyumitz. I'm doing other mitzvahs. I'm involved with other mitzvahs. I didn't have the time to go ahead and get tzitzis. Why should I be punished? Is there a punishment for the mitzvah of tzitzis? So the Malach told him, yes. Amrei bisman de'ika rizcha in Shinan. When there's a time of anger, you're punished. That's a Gemara. The question is, what does that mean, a time of anger? So the simple pshat in the Gemara, which is the way most people learn, and that's definitely the MS of pshat in the Pashtus, is that when once Hashem is already punishing you for something else, then he adds this punishment. In a sense, Hashem may perhaps will not go out of the way or special to bring a special punishment just for this aveira, that a person doesn't wear tzitzis. But if you're already getting punished for something else, then they'll throw in, oh, once we're punishing you already, then you get punished for not wearing tzitzis too. But there is a sefer, Bina Le'itim, that he offers another pshat. The Bina Le'itim is written in the 1500s, I believe. It's a very early sefer. And he says as follows, Be'idna Derizcha means, if you're not wearing tzitzis Be'idna Derizcha, if there's a time of anger, there's a time that you're supposed to feel that Hashem is judging you. It's like an anger. Hashem is looking at you. And if you don't wear tzitzis at that moment, it's tremendous chutzpah. Aren't you afraid? You come to court, you're standing in court, and instead of showing respect, showing that you feel the fear of the court case, you go ahead and disdain to the judge. I'm not nervous. That's such chutzpah. So he says, at the time of the court case, be'idna derizcha, if you're not wearing tzitzis, if you're not trying to grab every single possible mitzvah that you could grab at the time of the rizcha, That's a terrible aveira, for that deserves a very, very serious punishment. Persons, it shows a total disregard for the judge. Imagine a guy comes to court and the judge, and he's in court, and instead of he's not paying attention, he's playing on his a game on his phone. It's chutzpah. It shows you're not makshiv the whole court case. So not to do a mitzvah of tzitzis when you're in the court is already it's a serious aveira. So that's what the Malach was telling him. For this, that you're in the when you're in the court case and you don't wear tzitzis, that's very serious. The question is, when does a court case start that a person is supposed to be that there's this extra tain on you that at least, okay, you don't want to wear tzitzis all year, okay. Not that it's okay. It's not okay. They're obeying the sorry, but it's, you know, that's one thing. But at least in the court case. So the question is, when is a court case? So you might say, okay, it starts at Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it starts Yom Kippur. I heard from a very big gadol from Rav Yosef Cohen. He said that we say in the first slichas that we're going to say that today, on the slichas Dawit that we say today, it starts with Motzoi Menucha. After the Motzoi Menucha, the day after Menucha, Shabbos, and we say, Zoalim v'roadim miyom boecha. In the English translation, we shudder and tremble before the day of your coming, before your coming. Which means, he said, that means that we say in Slichas, Chazar or Koveya in Slichas, that we say we're Zoalim v'roadim, we're shuddering and trembling. That means that obviously a person is obligated. The proper hashkafa is a person should be trembling and shuddering, and when he says these slichas, that's the way you're supposed to feel. So he says, apparently, from the slichas, that the time of fear for the judgment comes at least, maybe it comes earlier, maybe it comes all at all, but it comes at least when we begin slichas. And say, what is it that causes the fear? So the simple pshat is because the judgment is soon. Person feels that there's a judgment soon, if you had a court case, and the court case is coming soon, so there's a certain fear. But the Rav Cohen's pointing out that the piyut doesn't say in this that you're afraid of the court case. It says, we're trembling and shuddering miyom boecha, from the day of your coming. And he explained that to mean that on Slichas, just like there's a special din that we daven, so Hashem comes closer to hear our slichas. There's a special anila dodi v'dodi di. There's a whole thing in Edel. Everything we do has a reaction by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we come and we do slichas, so we said that this is a day of slichas, so Hashem comes closer. So miyom boecha, slichas is the day. When we start slichas, that's the day that Hashem begins to come to us. And therefore, he says, when a person feels in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's an extra fear. We're supposed to, that's the first halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, Shvi'i Hashem Negdi Tamid. Every time you feel that Hashem is with you, you're supposed to feel a fear. But if Hashem is closer, if you're in a place where there's more Shechina, there's more Kedusha, there's more, Hashem is even here more, then there's an extra fear. So he says, Pshat, that's what we're saying in the Piyut, that in when we begin Slichas, it's Miyom Boecha, it's the day that Hashem comes. There's more Kedusha. Hashem is closer to Klal Yisrael when we begin Slichas. And therefore, there's a natural, there's supposed to be an added fear. And if there's supposed to be an added fear, so the Bina and Etham says, and there's supposed to be an obligation to do extra mitzvahs. Because when a person feels the fear, he has to do extra mitzvahs. So what comes out is as follows, is of course that there's a special din that in the Yemen these days, a person's supposed to make a kabbalah to do mitzvahs all year. That's the idea. Essence of tshuva. You make a kabbalah, I'm going to do mitzvahs all year, I'm going to avoid aveiros all year. But what we have in the Svarim is that even if a person feels, I'm not ready to be honest. I have to be honest with myself, or I want to be honest. I don't know if I can accept on myself a mitzvah all year. Mitzvah all year is too hard. I don't know if I'll be able to do it. But there's an obligation, at least for the Yamim Naram, for the Day of Judgment. We know that, for example, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, there are special halachas. The people don't eat the pas patzer, which means the non-Jewish bread, the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Because at least in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, at least in the Days of Judgment, a person is supposed to be on a higher level. A person is supposed to show respect for the court case. So during Aseres, even if you're not ready to make a commitment all year, you have to make a commitment during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That's a sign of respect that you're taking the din seriously, that you show respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what the Bina Le'itim is saying is that when we start the Slichas, and we're supposed to be Zoadim Veroadim, we're supposed to have that fear, so at least during those days, we have to show the respect that we're mekabel extra mitzvahs. So even if we're not ready to make that commitment, okay, I won't do it, I don't know, I'm not ready to sign the dotted line that I'll do it all year. But at least from when Slichas starts through Yom Kippur, when there's supposed to be a hargosha of Zoadim Veroadim, then there's a special chiyuv to take on extra mitzvahs. So it comes out, Lemaisa, is from at least from today on, at least obviously for those who aren't wearing tzitzis, that's the case of the Gemara, a person should make sure to wear tzitzis. Those who are wearing tzitzis, to make sure to wear them more medaktek, to put them on in the beginning of the day, not to take them off for no reason. But it's not only the mitzvah tzitzis. The way the Mefarshim apply this Gemara Menachos to any mitzvah. Any mitzvah a person can have, go ahead and get an extra mitzvah. Just like there's one's supposed to strive during these days. There's a special obligation to show respect for the court case, to strive to get the extra mitzvah of tzitzis. Likewise, there's a special inyan to strive to get an extra mitzvah of learning, perhaps to make an extra seder from now, to say that till Yom Kippur, I'm going to come early in the davening, I'm going to learn before davening. From Yom Kippur, I'm going to learn for 5 minutes before I go to bed. From now to Yom Kippur, I'm going to look for some extra mitzvah to show it's a sign when you do an extra mitzvah during these days. You're demonstrating that you have the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that itself is a special schus and chas v'shalom. If one doesn't do that, there's a tain in a person because he's showing a disregard for the din. So Be'ez Hashem, by doing these extra mitzvahs, we should be zeicha to have a gemar chasimah type.